From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. 2019 was a banner year for Utah business. Companies signed on to bring close to 10,000 high-paying jobs and millions in future revenue thanks to a state tax rebate program. KUER's John Reed asks what it means to use taxpayer money to attract businesses.
20 companies this year took Utah up on its offer to set up or expand here for tax breaks. That amounts to almost $70 million in tax incentives. And while critics say that savings can favor businesses over taxpayers, Val Hale with the Governor's Office of Economic Development says the state is careful with how much it offers.
Utah is never going to be the most lucrative incentive offered when we work with these companies. They always have better deals on the table than what we offer them.
Hale says Utah gets away with that because of its business-friendly climate, low taxes, and an educated workforce. Plus, he says companies here are only rewarded if they make good on promises, like bringing in an agreed-upon number of jobs. But Rusty Cannon with the Utah Taxpayers Association says tax breaks aren't a good use of public money because business is a lot like relationships.
We think it's better to show them that, hey, in the long run, you're going to be much more happily married to us because of long-run policies, not just the flowers we're giving you now in the short run.
Cannon says it's great that the state is attracting business, but if the Taxpayers Association was in charge, they would put that $70 million towards lowering taxes for everyone. John Reed, KUER News.
As of January 1st, Utahns will have to renew driver licenses every 8 years. Right now, they last only 5. The fee is also going up from $32 to $52, which averages out to the same annual amount drivers pay for a 5-year license. Chris Karras is the director of the Utah Driver License Division.
Utah's been such a rapidly expanding population for a number of years, but the resources in our agency have not expanded to meet those needs.
He says the change will keep wait times at the division's offices down without having to spend much additional money. Southeastern Utah is on the edges of a storm that will bring some snow to Grand County. The National Weather Service forecasts developing snow over the Abajos and LaSalle Mountains tonight under a winter weather advisory. The storm will move north and taper tomorrow with potential for nearly a foot in the mountains. Travel across the lower eastern part of the state could be difficult and hazardous across Colorado. The light rail line that goes through South Salt Lake has fueled a residential housing boom there over the last 4 years. The Salt Lake Tribune reports more than 2,800 apartments, townhouses, and other homes have been built near tracks, lines, and stations since 2015. The suburbs building boom is an example of how Utah cities are trying to surround public transit lines with high-density housing complexes. The goal is to encourage residents to leave their cars at home and reduce air pollution. Back in the 1960s, the National Park Service partnered with nonprofit organizations to provide environmental education services to the public. But a new government audit found that these centers have strayed far from their original mission. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Jeff Rook is with the watchdog group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
What they're offering are wine tastings, yoga classes, chefs, crafted meals, destination wedding services. Some of the packages run up to $17,000 or $18,000.
These centers are subsidized by taxpayer money and do provide some educational services. But the Interior Department's Inspector General found that the income from some of these unauthorized events wasn't being used to offset money and assistance received from the federal government. The audit also found that the agency failed to provide oversight for the centers. In a statement, the National Park Service says it takes the findings seriously and is implementing actions to address the situation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Obesity is a major issue across Indian country. One program in Nevada is looking to increase healthy habits among youth on reservations and the rural communities surrounding them. Also from our Mountain West News Bureau, here's Noah Glick.
The Veggies for Kids program is a way to get children on reservations to eat more fruits and vegetables, drink more water, and do more physical activity. It started a couple of decades ago, but it wasn't until recently that researchers started measuring its success. According to a paper published in the Journal of Agriculture, Food Systems, and Community Development, kids are recognizing more healthy foods, they're exercising more, and swapping more sugary drinks for water. Now, project leaders are collecting more data to help open up more federal funding and spread the program to other locations. They're also looking for funding outside of federal dollars so the program can focus less on national standards and more on traditional native food sources like buckberries, pine nuts, and venison. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.